Good afternoon, everyone. And just before I start, can we give Jason Richardson a round of applause for the great job he does and the Birds and Cabin crew? Thank you. Well, welcome to round 22. Second last game of the season. Our clash against the Bulldogs here at Etihad. And I'm glad they've got the roof closed today. I'd like to start by welcoming the president of the Western Bulldogs, Peter Gordon, and his wife, Kerry. Great people of the AFL. Welcome to you, Peter and Kerry. I'd also like to welcome the CEO, Amit Baines, and his wife, Kath. And to all the guests and supporters of the Western Bulldogs here today, welcome to you. And I hope you enjoy our hospitality. It's always great to have past players in the room, but no greater than a past president, a club legend, and the man that made the number four at this football club famous. And I obviously refer to Stephen Kernaghan and his wife Jenny. Welcome to you both. And can I welcome also friends of the Carlton Football Club and great supporters, Andrew Buxton. Welcome to you and your sons Charlie and Jamie. And to Adam Clark, Senior Advisor to the Federal Treasurer, and his wife Stella, welcome to you. It's great to have you all here today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in what has been a busy week for the club, on Friday we celebrated the induction of Lance Whitnell and Brent Croswell into the Hall of Fame. There are now 79 members of the Hall of Fame, 13 have earned the legend status. Lance Whitnell joined the Carlton Football Club in 1996, having already forged a strong connection with the club with his father Graham, who played 66 matches between 1974 and 1981. At just 17 years of age, Lance made his AFL debut in the opening round of 1997 against Essendon, and earned a Rising Star nomination in his first game. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Lance Whitnell today and his wife, Rhianna. And Brent Croswell is fondly remembered as one of the game's best showmen and represented Carlton in 98 matches across 8 seasons. Brent was a key member of the Carlton's 1968 and 1970 premiership sides. He had the ability to win a game off his own boot and truly thrived on the big stage. Now, unfortunately, Brent currently is not well and is finding it very difficult to travel. He lives in Tasmania, but we do have his son Sam Croswell here, representing Brent and the Croswell family. Welcome to you, Sam. Now, fittingly, Brent's induction into the Carlton Hall of Fame coincided with the 50th anniversary reunion of the 1968 Premiership team and the great win against the Bombers. With more than 21 players from the 68 squad in attendance on Friday, we were joined by players Alex Jesolenko, Serge Silvani, John Nichols and Gary Crane, and it was great to see Ron Barassi in the room as well. With almost 700 people in the room, the Hall of Fame event was a great occasion to acknowledge all those players and administrators who have made our club great. So from Hall of Fame to debutants. And today we have young ruckman Tom DeConning will become the 1,199th player to represent Carlton when he makes his debut today. Tom was selected with pick number 30 in last year's national draft. Ironically, he makes his debut against the Bulldogs, Peter, where his father played 31 games. Not enough for the father-son rule, Peter, but Tom has had an impressive run of form in the VFL, and we wish him well in his first senior game today. Congratulations to Tom DeConning. Now, despite our on-field challenges, there have been a number of positive outcomes this year. The first time in our history, we have over 56,000 members. We have record corporate support with our major global partners signing long-term agreements. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Hyundai, Virgin and La Trobe University and all our other corporate sponsors and partners for their support of the football club. And of course, we received the $20 million grant, state government grant, towards the redevelopment of Icon Park. We have a great young, talented list of footballers who have made long-term commitments to the football club and given us a preview of our exciting future ahead. We continue to review all areas of the football department, and this week we were pleased to announce the appointment of Brad Lloyd as the new head of football, who will replace Andrew McKay. Brad has more than 18 years AFL industry experience, most recently in the role as head of list management with the Fremantle Football Club. But I want to take the opportunity today to acknowledge and thank Andrew McKay for his extensive contribution to the Carlton Football Club, both as a player and an administrator over the last 7 years. Well done, and thank you to Andrew McKay. And we also announced this week that for the first time in our history of the club, we have appointed a full-time manager to oversee the Spirit of Carlton program. Now, it's through the Spirit of Carlton program that we recognise and acknowledge the importance of remaining connected to all of our past players and administrators. So with this in mind, Shane O'Sullivan will become the first full-time Spirit of Carlton manager starting at the end of the season. For those of you not aware, Shane has been a strong supporter of the Carlton Football Club for over 27 years, and we couldn't think of a better person to be the conduit and ensure that everyone remains connected to the Carlton Football Club. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for your attendance today. We appreciate your continued support. Enjoy the afternoon and go Blues.